This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the plenary session of the G20 summit on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "One Earth, One Family, One Future" is as relevant as G20 Brazil summit as it was in the summit held in New Delhi last year. He said, "The people-centric decisions taken at the G20 summit in New Delhi have been taken forward during Brazil's presidency." He called it a matter of satisfaction that G20 prioritized SDG goals and focused on inclusive development, women-led development and youth power. The Prime Minister stressed that countries of the Global South are most adversely impacted by the food, fuel and fertilizer crises caused by global conflicts. He pointed out that discussions can only be successful when the challenges and priorities of the Global South are kept in mind. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the initiative by the Brazilian G20 presidency for launching the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty at the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This collaborative initiative marks a significant stride towards ensuring food security and uplifting vulnerable communities worldwide." He assured India's full support to this effort. India has taken the lead among the G20 member countries with an impressive 7% GDP growth rate projected for 2024. MyGov said in a social media post that this achievement highlights country's robust economy, showcasing its resilience and fast-paced growth amidst global challenges. Indonesia is in the second spot with 5%, while China is in the third position with growth rate of 4.8%. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting with senior officials in New Delhi to assess the security situation in Manipur. Sources said the centre is dispatching an additional 50 companies of Central Armed Police Forces, CAPF, to the state. The Home Minister had reviewed the security situation in Manipur in a meeting with senior officials yesterday as well. Our correspondent reports that the security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The security situation in the state has remained fragile for the past few days. Campaigning for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra ended this evening. Voting for second phase of assembly polls on 38 seats in Jharkhand and single phase polling for all 288 seats in Maharashtra will be held on Wednesday. Top leaders of major political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters on the final day of electioneering. Campaigning also concluded for by-elections to 15 assembly constituencies in 4 states along with Maharashtra's Nanded parliamentary constituency, where voting will take place on Wednesday. The Supreme Court today asked the respective governments of Delhi and adjoining states to immediately set up teams to enforce restrictions under Stage 4 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, to address worsening pollution levels in the National Capital Region. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Massey said, "The governments of Delhi and NCR to take an immediate call on stopping physical classes up to Class 12th. In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board has decided to implement the long-awaited ropeway project to address the gap between the demand and capacity of yatris and to facilitate the journey for elderly and differently abled pilgrims. Our correspondent reports that once completed, the ropeway is expected to revolutionize the pilgrimage experience, making it safer, smoother, faster, and more inclusive for millions of devotees annually. Former Delhi Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot joined the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, in New Delhi today. Yesterday, Mr. Gehlot had resigned from the Aam Aadmi Party. In his resignation letter to AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Mr. Gehlot alleged that political ambitions have overtaken the party's commitment towards the people, which has left many promises unfulfilled. FIFA international friendly football match between India and Malaysia ended all square with 1-1 draw at Gachibowli Stadium in Hyderabad today. The visitors initially took the upper hand with Paulo Jose's early goal in the 19th minute of the match. However, the hosts in blue levelled up the match with Rahul Bheke's header in the 39th minute. And with that, we end this news bulletin.